This is the Wikipedia page for a list of inventors killed by their own invention. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Varnado, KSN, and I'm excited for this page. Let me tell you why. Because how could you not be?
I agree.
This is great. The list of inventors killed by their own invention. This is amazing.
It reminds me of the Darwin Awards.
It's sort of like the Darwin Awards. The Darwin Awards, if you don't remember, if you didn't hear that episode, are awards that people are given for just killing themselves in a dumb way. Although these guys weren't doing it in a dumb way. They're trying to better humanity, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, let's get to it.
We assume.
Yep.
List of inventors killed by their own invention. This is a list of inventors whose deaths were in some manner caused by or related to a product, process, procedure, or other innovation that they invented or designed.
Direct casualties. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy that this is just getting right to it.
Yep.
Direct casualties. Art. Luis Jimenez, 1940 to 2006, was killed while creating the Blue Mustang, a blue horse statue now located on the grounds of the Denver International Airport, when a section of it fell on him and severed an artery in his leg. Yikes.
That's tragic.
It is, and it's still there at the Denver International Airport, so.
Still tragic.
It is tragic.
Automotive. Sylvester H. Roper, 1823 to 1896, inventor of the eponymous steam-powered bicycle, died of a heart attack or subsequent crash during a public speed trial in 1896. It is unknown whether the crash caused the heart attack or the heart attack caused the crash.
All right. That is hard to know which one came first, chicken or the egg, you know?
The egg.
William Nelson, circa 1879 to 1903. A General Electric employee invented a new way to motorize bicycles. He then fell off his prototype bike during a test run. Ouch.
Francis Edgar Stanley, 1849 to 1918, was killed while driving a Stanley Steamer automobile. He drove his car into a wood pile while attempting to avoid farm wagons traveling side by side on the road.
He freaked out at the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Duesenberg, 1876 to 1932, was killed in a high-speed road accident in a Duesenberg automobile. But he was going crazy. Sorry, I'm not going to say that after each one of these, but it's interesting to see like what the circumstances were. Like one of the car guys was just like having a good time and then killed himself.
True. Aviation. Ismail Ibn Hamad al-Jawari died 1003 to 1010, a Kazakh Turkic scholar from Farab attempted to fly using two wooden wings and a rope. He leapt from the roof of a mosque in Nishapur and fell to his death.
I feel like he could have tested it in other ways before jumping off of a roof, but whatever. Jean-François Plâtre de Rosier was the first known fatality in an air crash when his Rosier balloon crashed on the 15th of June, 1785, while he and Pierre Romain attempted to cross the English Channel.
Otto Lilienthal, 1848 to 1896, died the day after crashing one of his hang gliders.
Franz Reichelt, 1879 to 1912, a tailor, fell to his death from the first deck of the Eiffel Tower while testing his invention, the coat parachute. It was his first attempt with the parachute, and he had told the authorities he would first test it with a dummy, but apparently he didn't.
Oh, yeah, apparently did not do that.
Sorry.
Aro Vlaisu, 1882 to 1913, died when his self-constructed airplane, Vlaisu II, failed during an attempt to cross the Carpathian Mountains.
Henry Smolinski, died 1973, was killed during a test flight of the AVE Miser, a flying car based on the Ford Pinto and the sole product of the company he founded. This is why we're reading this article, because we read the article for the AVE Miser and it led to this.
We've come full circle.
Yes, we have.
Michael Dacher died 2009, age 53, died after a crash that occurred while testing his flying taxi device designed to permit fast, affordable travel between regional cities.
This fast taxi device. All right, now we're going to go into chemistry. This is great. This article is fantastic.
I also love this article.
Chemistry. Andrei Zeleznikov, a Soviet scientist, was developing chemical weapons in 1987 when a hood malfunction exposed him to traces of the nerve agent Novichok 5. He spent weeks in a coma, months unable to walk, and years suffering failing health before dying from its effects in 1992 or 93.
Marie Sklodowska-Curie, born Marie Solomia Sklodowska, was a Polish and naturalized French physicist and chemist who conducted pioneering research on radioactivity. On the 4th of July, 1934, she died at the Saint-Kilemos Sanatorium in Passy-Haute-Savoie from aplastic anemia, believed to have been contracted from her long-term exposure to radiation, some of which was from the devices she created.
Sabine Arnold von Sokocki invented the first radium-based luminescent paint, but eventually died in 1928 of aplastic anemia resulting from his exposure to the radioactive material.
What are the chances that two different people would die of the same thing in this article?
Considering it was around the same time, probably pretty high. There's probably a bunch of people who were like, let me figure out radioactivity. And nobody had the rules, so.
Industrial. William Bullock, 1813 to 1867, invented the Webb rotary printing press. Several years after its invention, his foot was crushed during the installation of a new machine in Philadelphia. The crushed foot developed gangrene and Bullock died during the amputation.
Oh, no.
That's also tragic.
It is.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you grieve all these people we just talked about.
Thanks for listening to that message, everybody. Just so you know, the industries that are left are maritime, medical, publicity and entertainment, which I'm really excited about, railway, and rocketry.
I'm excited for medical and rocketry. Oh, we still have popular legends and related stories, too.
We do. Maritime. Henry Winstanley, 1644 to 1703, built the first lighthouse on the Eddystone Rocks in Devon, England, between 1696 and 1698. During the Great Storm of 1703, the lighthouse was completely destroyed with Winstanley and five other men inside. No trace of them was found. It doesn't even say how it was destroyed.
Yeah, no, just no trace of them were found.
No.
John Day, circa 1740 to 1774, English carpenter and wheelwright, died during a test of his experimental diving chamber.
Horace Lawson Hunley, 1823 to 1863, Confederate inventor, drowned with seven other crew members during a test of his invention, the first combat submarine, which was later named the H.L. Hunley. I'd like to apologize for my cat who is here meowing. Normally, it's not so late, and so I can't just chew him in there with my wife, but he's here. If you hear the meowing, it's Dizzy the cat.
Why would you apologize for a cat being a cat?
Because he's being an annoying cat?
More like he's being a cute cat.
Good Lord.
Cowper Phipps Coles, 1819 to 1870, was a Royal Navy captain who drowned with approximately 480 others in the sinking of HMS Captain, a masted turret ship of his own design.
Thomas Andrew Jr., 1873 to 1912, was an Irish-born British businessman and shipbuilder. He was managing director and head of the drafting department of the shipbuilding company Harland and Wolff in Belfast, Ireland. As the naval architect in charge of the plans for the ocean liner RMS Titanic, he was traveling on board that vessel during her maiden voyage when the ship hit an iceberg on 14th of April, 1912. He perished along with more than 1,500 others. His body was never recovered. That is the most tragic because it's not the most tragic, but it's a famous one. The Titanic is pretty famous.
Oh, we're talking about that Titanic.
Really? What Titanic did you think we were talking about?
I don't know. I just never associated an inventor with the Titanic ship itself.
Yeah. And here's the thing I think about it. Of all of the inventions we've read so far, this is the one who's most directly related to him not doing his invention well. Well, no, you know what? The guy who jumped off the roof with the wooden wings, he's also a culprit.
Yeah. I say that as somebody who used to like bring an umbrella on the trampoline, try to glide a little bit.
Well, luckily you were on a trampoline and not jumping off a roof.
Yeah. Medical. Alexander Bogdanov, 1873 to 1928, was a Russian physician, philosopher, science fiction writer, and revolutionary of Belarusian ethnicity who experimented with blood transfusion, attempting to achieve eternal youth or at least partial rejuvenation. He died after he took the blood of a student suffering from malaria and tuberculosis, who may have also had the wrong blood type.
I'm so sorry for these people. This is very sad. But it's also funny because they're all like suffering from other mistakes too. Like it may have also been the wrong blood type. Like that, like his theory was flawed. Plus he was also not doing it well on top of that, just in general. Thomas Midgley Jr., 1889 to 1944, was an American engineer and chemist who contracted polio at age 51, leaving him severely disabled. He devised an elaborate system of ropes and pulleys to help others lift him from bed. He became accidentally entangled in the ropes and died of strangulation at the age of 55. However, he is better known for two of his other inventions, the tetrathiol lead, TEL, additive to gasoline, and chlorofluorocarbons, CFC. Oh. This is great, though. I mean, he's a much better chemist.
Mm-hmm. Publicity and entertainment. Karel Sukec, 1947 to 1985, was a Czech professional stuntman living in Canada who developed a shock-absorbent barrel. He died following a demonstration involving the barrel being dropped from the roof of the Houston Astrodome. He was fatally injured when his barrel hit the rim of the water tank meant to cushion his fall.
Yikes.
That sounds like when you do the egg drop experiment in school.
I don't.
But like not as, innocent.
Sure. Okay. Railway. Valerian Abakovsky, 1895 to 1921, constructed the Aerowagon, an experimental high-speed rail car fitted with an aircraft engine and propeller traction intended to carry Soviet officials. On the 24th of July, 1921, it derailed at high speed, killing six of the 22 on board, including Abakovsky.
Rocketry. Max Valier, 1895 to 1930, invented liquid-fueled rocket engines as a member of the 1920s German rocket society Verein für Raumschifffahrt. On the 17th of May, 1930, an alcohol-fueled engine exploded on his test bench in Berlin, killing him instantly.
Raumschifffahrt.
Yeah.
Mike Hughes, 1956 to 2020, was killed when the parachute failed to deploy during a crash landing while piloting his homemade steam-powered rocket.
I want a homemade steam-powered rocket.
Yeah.
That sounds like so much fun. Popular legends and related stories. Perillos of Athens, circa 550 BCE, according to legend, was the first to be roasted in the brazen bowl he made for Phalaris of Sicily for executing criminals.
That sounds about right, because about that time, they would have people make things and then make sure that nobody else could replicate them, so they would kill the people.
Oh.
In mythology, the guy who created the, I think it was like Daedalus who created the maze that the Minotaur was in, like he was sentenced to be in the maze. Because they're like, no one else shall know the secret of the maze, and so they put him inside. Lai Si, 208 BCE, prime minister during the Qin dynasty, was executed by the five pains method, which some sources claim he had devised. Failed verification. However, the history of the five pains is traced further back in time than Lai Si. I want to know what the five pains is. The five punishments was a collective name for a series of physical penalties meted out by the legal system of pre-modern dynasty China. Over time, the nature of the five punishments varied. It doesn't really say exactly what they are. They involved tattooing, cutting off the what? Nose? Oh my gosh! We have to read the five pains.
But first, Wan Hu, apocryphal, 16th century Chinese official, is said to have attempted to launch himself into outer space in a chair to which 47 rockets were attached. The rockets exploded, and it is said that neither he nor the chair were ever seen again.
Oh my god.
But this is a legend, right? So
this is a legend.
Oh. I mean, not that I want him to die, but like I really want this to be real. You know what I mean?
I mean, if they had fireworks, it probably was real.
I don't know.
I mean, you don't know. You don't think that people would hook rockets to their chairs and see if they could fly?
I could see myself doing it.
Joao Torto, a most likely legendary 16th century Portuguese man who jumped from the top of Visu Cathedral wearing a biplane-like flying rig and an eagle-shaped helmet. He was going full Batman.
He was. Or was he going full Captain American? Captain America.
Captain America, I mean, he doesn't have, like, wings. His helmet does have wings on it, though.
Yeah.
But it's also not eagle-shaped. But Batman's helmet is more made to look like a bat, so I was thinking Batman, I guess.
I'm going to go
But you could
America.
Say Captain Condor if you want to be very specific.
Yeah, I would never try to out-comic book knowledge you.
Good move.
William Brody, Deacon Brody of 18th century Edinburgh, is reputed to have been the first victim of a new type of gallows of which he was also the designer and builder, but this is doubtful.
In The Adventures of Philip by William Makepeace Thackeray, the narrator, Pendennis, asks, "Was not the good Dr. Guillotine executed by his own neat invention?" In fact, Joseph Ignace Guillotine was neither the inventor of the guillotine nor executed by it.
Jimmy Heselden was killed while riding a Segway scooter while he owned the company Segway Inc., though he did not invent the Segway.
What? The owner of the Segway company
died on his own
product. Segway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he invested in it. And then it killed him.
Sounds like karma.
What? What? How is that karma?
I don't know, but he has his own page, and I feel like we should read it.
But how is that karma?
Well, I mean, he bought a big corporation. Maybe he did something bad. Who knows?
Was it a big corporation? Because it seems to me it didn't go anywhere and it failed.
It's still a thing. I still see people on Segways.
I know, but it's had so much hardship. What qualifies as a big corporation?
I'm sure there's a legal definition for that I can't quote right now without Googling it.
Yeah, all right. As long as you're sure.
This has been the Wikipedia page for a list of inventors killed by their own invention. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. Except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with the invention that you might have died from.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.